walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. This is Mr. Romney Wordsworth. In his last 48 hours on Earth, he's a citizen of the state, but will soon have to be eliminated because he's dealt out of flesh and because he has a mind.
You've been under investigation, Mr. Wordsworth, for the mandatory period of 1 year and 11 months. You're found to be obsolete. The purpose of this hearing is to make a finding in the matter and make a sentence accordingly. Do you understand that, Mr. Wordsworth? Your occupation, Mr. Wordsworth?
A librarian, sir.
A librarian. Having to do with books.
Yes, sir. Books.
Since there are no more books, Mr. Wordsworth, there are no more libraries. The field investigators in your sector have classified you as obsolete. Your rights are as follows,
non-essential.
Mr. Wordsworth. You are to be liquidated within a period of 48 hours. You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie! No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins with printer's ink. The narcotics that you call literature, poetry, essays of all kind, all of it an opiate. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And the state has no use for your kind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
The Chancellor of the late Chancellor was only partly correct. He was obsolete. But so was the state, the entity he worshipped. Any state, any entity, any ideology that fails to recognize the worth, the dignity, the rights of man, that state is obsolete.
Now, I told you many years ago that we would beat the globalist system that was going to fall apart. We knew that for sure just because of God's promise and knowing humanity's destiny. But when China, 17 years ago, totally broke with the globalists, I said, that's it. It'll fall apart. It'll take time, though. Could be decades. Could be sooner. And now, before Trump got reelected, I said, look, he's going to win. It's going to be a giant landslide. It'll look like a small landslide because of the fraud. And I said, they will then admit that the neoliberal, that's what they call it, New World Order is dead. That's now all over the Financial Times, all over Wall Street Journal, New York Times. They admit it's over. Carney, who's a top globalist, they installed in Canada, was just in China last week. He pledged allegiance to Xi Jinping. And when the reporter said, well, what did that mean, the New World Order with Canada and China and the EU? He said, well, that's going to be the EU, China, and us against America. So there's a power vacuum now, and everything's up for grabs. And if we don't grab the Panama Canal, and if we don't push into Venezuela, and if we don't get into Greenland, we've just handed it all over. And you could say, well, God, that sounds imperial. Well, what do you think all this is? The point is, this is America running its own affairs. And if we don't get control of our hemisphere, we're done. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
G-Man, all the free-flowing methylene blue is now mine!
No way, you evil scum. Methylene Blue is for everyone.
Order Methylene Blue at the alexjonesstore.com.
We're gonna make it, men!
Now look here. Even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at the alexjonesstore.com.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth.
Well, it was 26 months ago. We should go pull that interview and re-air it. Then I got Dr. Kirk Elliott on, who is a sponsor, but that's a side issue. He's a top economist, 25-year company, overnight success story. That's a joke. Number one silver gold broker in North America. Economist. And I knew it was time to get back in. After 14 years of not promoting silver and gold, because it was speculative before that, it's not speculative now. All the indicators are in one direction. It'd be like if they put 10,000 pounds of TNT up on the side of a cliff and drilled into it, and then people said, well, which way will the rocks fall? They're going to fall down. This is not rocket science, folks. The only question is, how much does it go up? It's a global all-time high again today, $95 an ounce for silver. And all the indicators are for silver and gold. All the major institutions are flooding in right now. Soon the public's going to figure this out. And when the retail buyer gets involved, Katie, bar the door. Still, the retail population has not figured it out. And despite that, places like Costco are running out of silver. The exchanges are running out. The minute the general public figures this out, you're going to have exponential price increases, and your problem will be getting it. But that's not why Kirk's here. When he leaves us at the bottom of the hour, I will get to the big Greenland situation and why that's so important. They're calling Trump completely insane for the letter he issued. This is 3D chess. Trump is not 3D chess on everything, but in geopolitics, he's 3D chess. On economics, he's 3D chess. And I know exactly what he's doing. Why he's doing it, I'll explain after Kirk leaves us. But we have exponentially more incredible developments day to day. Kirk is very busy, very hard to get on. Dr. Elliott, let's go over the latest developments and what we're seeing here as this unfolds.
Yeah, I mean, it's daily, even on a holiday when the markets aren't open, silver's soaring, right? So Eric Sprott, brilliant metals guy, analyst, has his own company. He's calling for $300 silver. So there's an article that was written about his video.
By the way, what did I say last week? I said I see 300.
You did
this year.
Yes, you did. Sorry, go ahead. Yes, you did. And I'm the king of understating things, right? I mean, I think that we were going to hit $200 by the end of this year. We could possibly absolutely blow through that. Remember a couple of weeks ago, I said, we're going to be $100 before the end of this month. And we're at 95 right now. I think what's happening is this paradigm shifting moment of where, and you nailed it in your first comments here. This is not a speculative run. This is true fundamental supply and demand. You know, what was speculative in the past? The Hunt brothers, they were speculators trying to corner the market. That was a speculative run. In 2010, when silver went from 12 to 48, a 4X increase in like 9 months, that was a speculative run.
And I told listeners at the time, with economists I had on, they were honest too. They said, listen, this is a get in, get out thing. We told them this is speculative, and we told them at the top, get out. This is a totally different animal.
And we did, as a firm, we got out of silver when it was at, and we rolled into gold, and then gold from 2011 till 2020, we were in gold. So people think, oh, Kirk is just a silver guy. No, I'm not. I don't care. I don't care which metal we're in as long as it's the one that's outperforming.
Well, you said when you first came on 26, 27 months ago, folks, don't touch gold, go silver. It's what, almost double performed gold? It's the number one investment in the world. It was the perfect. You nailed it.
Yeah. I mean, last year, silver was up 147%. Gold was up 60-something. Okay, it outperformed. This year, year to date, Alex, these numbers are astronomical, off the charts. Silver is up 32.45% year to date. It's January 19th. It's like, oh my word, we're up 32% in the first 2.5 weeks of the year. Gold's up 8.2%. Not too shabby, but what does that mean? Silver is outperforming gold by a factor of four times faster growth than gold. So why not be in silver, right? So we are now. Eric Sprott, brilliant analyst, right? So his thesis is $300 silver. That's what you said. Mine was $200. So here's why. I want to just go over some bullet points of why. So when we are looking at a physical shortage of silver, this isn't speculation like 2010. This isn't speculation like the Hunt brothers. In 2010, we didn't have ETFs, Alex. We didn't have AI chips. We didn't have cryptocurrency mining. We didn't have electric vehicles, really, in 2010. This is now an actual supply and demand physical shortage of silver.
And we didn't have Trump and other governments creating a floodgate of monetizing and bringing silver in as an open investment.
Yes, absolutely. So you look at where America is headed with Trump putting silver on the critical materials list, right, for national security reasons, which is why he's looking at Greenland for national security reasons, right? And you're going to talk about that when I'm done here, but I want to address Greenland just a little bit, why this is causing a massive potential supply shortage in silver, which is going to cause the price to go up even further.
Not
right?
to mention, but, as you predicted, Venezuela, but please do, yeah.
Venezuela, yeah. So there's impossible demand math here. Impossible, right? So global mine supply, like we talked about a couple of shows ago, is 800 million ounces annually. India, in October alone, bought 55 million ounces. Annualized, that's 660 million ounces. Wait a second. India is on pace to do probably 80% of the global mining supply every single year. This is impossible math. You look at the short positions that Bank of America has, upwards of Citi, about 4.4 billion ounces of silver in short position, with 830 million ounces annual production. This is impossible math. Ultimately, you run out. And what are they going to do when people that own those short positions want physical delivery? They're not going to get it, Alex. This is why the prices keep going up, right? So COMEX is actually running out of silver. Why is COMEX running out of silver? The last article I sent you that we were talking about talks about what China's offering for silver right now. It's about $103 an ounce today. They are offering $103 an ounce when silver is 90, 95. Why would they offer that much more? Why would they put export controls on silver for the rest of the world? Because they're out, Alex. This is why they're out. They want to be the first in line, offering a massive premium when people are selling, locking in their profits, which is premature, people should not do that right now. But some people are. They're not educated. They're just selling, locking in profits. And China is the first one to gobble it up at $103 an ounce. So what are hedge funds, what are big banks doing? They're unloading COMEX to ship it to China. Because if you can buy in America at $95 an ounce, sell it in China the same day for $103, that's instant.
And you explained this a month ago. I forget the exact number, but didn't they offer like $90 when it was $80? It's the same thing. They want first dibs. They know where the market's going. So this is basically the real price of silver in the market is $103 right now.
Exactly. And so because China is where the strength is headed in the physical markets, right? Because they're the massive manufacturer of the world still. They're the largest producer of silver in the world still, right? And so when their price is 103, to me, that's the actual price, right? Because that's where the markets are headed. Now, what Trump is doing is absolutely incredible. And this is where we're going to have even more shortages coming up, like in a big, big way. So let's say that you're COMEX. Why would you send metals to London to fulfill their shortfall?
They're not going to do it.
No, with Trump's tariffs on because of Greenland, right? What does Trump want to slap on the European Union? 10 to 25% tariffs, right? So if you're going to fund the shortfall in London, it's almost like, who cares? Who cares if the price that they're offering is like China, $103 an ounce, which it's not, but let's say that it were. If you send it to London to fulfill their shortfall and Trump slaps a 25% tariff on the EU, you're going to have to pay an extra 25% to get it back.
This is open,
maybe next month.
This is open economic warfare. And
absolutely.
And Trump said the lawsuits against U.S. companies, the censorship is the real reason he's doing all this. So there's some very smart thinking there.
Yeah, so here's where there's already a shortfall. We've already addressed this numerous times. You don't have to go over it again.
A London monstrous shortfall that only cascades into the future.
Yeah, and now with potential for tariffs, there's not a single wise, operationally management-type silver producer that's actually going to send silver to London, if they know that if they're going to get it back to fulfill demand in America.
So you're saying their exchange will run out, which has already basically happened before, triggering the latest run. So what do the numbers show? When is that? When do they run out? How do they try to cover that up with another glitch, claiming the lights went off or something?
Well, potentially. I mean, we don't know exactly when it runs out, but here's the math. 813 million ounces of production a year globally through all the mines, $4.4 billion in short positions, which aren't long-term positions. Like these are usually 3 months.
Yeah, but China wouldn't be paying a giant premium if they didn't know.
I know.
So what does their move signify? What do they think the timeline is?
By them paying that much right now, probably in a matter of half a year or less would be my guess. Right, because why would you pay a 10% premium for something if you were not concerned about it? You wouldn't, right? So you would just wait. You would just wait till futures contracts expire, which are like probably 90 days out, and you would just, you know, go through normal business.
And let's be clear, there's also a rare earth mineral battle between Trump and China. Now we're the U.S. is just going into the markets, buying it up, even though it was mined by China. That's going to drive this up as well because it's part of that basket.
Absolutely. I mean, this is absolutely correct. And this is why Trump, in his wisdom right now, signed the executive order last week to actually put price floors on silver for other countries. Why? He's trying to negotiate deals with other countries outside of China in the BRICS nation, saying, hey, if you're a producer of silver, here, we'll put a price floor on it.
Yeah, let's be clear. China went in and made all the deals. Undercut us. Trump is going directly and cutting them off right now.
Yeah, and going to other countries saying, if you will sign, negotiate with us to get us silver because it's now a critical material that we need for national security, we're going to put a price floor on it. So you don't need to worry about it. See, what is that going to do? It's going to absolutely cut off China from the knees. They stopped exporting already. So Trump is saying, all right, we don't need China. I'm going to cut deals with other countries, put a price floor on it so we can continue to get it in. Now, the fact that China, which is the largest exporter of silver on the planet, is no longer exporting silver to the rest of the world, massive supply issue. Add to that Trump's tariffs, potential tariffs on the EU because of Greenland. London, as we talked about, Alex, all roads lead to London in the metals markets. In the financial world, all roads always lead to London. They aren't going to get their supply. Not only are they not going to get it from China, they're not going to get it from COMEX. And now here's us as investors. Here's the manufacturers of the world being Sony, Samsung, LG, Lockheed Martin, which is actually a matter of national security, right? How about the nuclear industry? What about AI chips? These are all needed for national security, right? So Trump is trying to shore up supply, but that doesn't matter because it is not going to go through London. So for people like us, we're going to ultimately run out of supply. Now, this is going to cause the price to go up a lot. I mean, we're
and that's a total today, no-brainer. So privately, you've been projecting the numbers we're at. You always, under promise, over deliver. But looking at this, if you look at all of the amplification effects, the inflation, the industrial uses, the trade wars, the cutoff of major silver supplies, one of the biggest suppliers in the world, Venezuela, all that. What is the term in economics? So there's different ones. I just kind of a man of the streets that's learned this watching, and I don't have all the technical terms in my mind, but I see how it all intersects. What is it called where something gets so hot and it's not available and it goes up so high that it then crashes and kind of destroys the market? Well, that's a tulip. Nobody, that's a mania. You don't need tulips to live. With silver right. in all the computers, you can't. So I don't see there's any way that even an overheating somehow makes people pull back from it. I see it creating the run of runs. I think we're about, I mean, look, I think, it, you know, who knows what silver might do. It might shoot up to $1,000 an ounce and then plunge back down to 500. It doesn't matter, folks. I mean, the point is, all I see is bull. I just see bull market. The question is, how violent and volatile will it get? Is that accurate?
Yeah, it is accurate. I mean, you talked about the tulip, man. That was a Dutch bubble in tulips way back in the day, right? Hundreds of years ago. We saw tech stocks in 2000 went through a speculative bubble. Most things that we see are speculative bubbles. They're not tied to supply and demand, right? Whether it's tech stocks or AI chips or NVIDIA, you know, all these things that we're seeing, they're not necessarily manias. But they're certainly bubbles that are caused by excess capital entering the market.
They're definitely gold. I'll call them gold rushes.
Yeah, it's like a gold rush, right? But this is not that. This is true supply and demand. This is so different than anything that we've experienced in the past. Because could you get by in life without a stock? Sure, you could. Could you get by in life without silver? I kind of doubt it.
I was about to use the analogy of oxygen. Oxygen's not a tulip. For industry, no. For computers, for our satellites, for weapons, this is like oxygen. To robots and computers, this is oxygen. So a giant bubble in this is not only is even an issue.
Yeah, I mean, who knows how high the prices go? I mean, at that point, how much will manufacturers pay if they go out of business without silver? It's not like this flat screen TV behind me is made of 100% silver. It's not. And people said, Kirk, this is insane. This is going to put everything that we buy out of reach if silver goes to $1,000 an ounce. It's like, no, it won't. That TV probably has 2 ounces of silver in it. So, Sony's going to have to raise the prices on it.
Well, bottom line is, it either continues to grow historically best investment or it could go completely bonker town. And we'll tell people, you'll tell them, hey, we're in speculative market here. You know, if silver hit $500 by next year, I would imagine you'd come on air and say, you might want to sell some, folks. I mean, I think we're being conservative here.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the ratio trade that we've been talking about, right? Ultimately, I don't care, Alex, if we're in gold or silver. I don't. I want to be in the one that's outperforming, the one that's doing better, right? And it happens to be silver right now. But even, you know, we've talked about ultimately we are going to lock in profits in silver, roll them into gold. And then as gold outperforms, because central banks are going into it and so forth, we will be in the right place at the right time the majority of the time. Now, Bank of Montreal just this morning did something. It's like, okay, this is amazing. They warned that the silver-gold ratio is going to approach a historic bottom. Okay, this is what we've been talking about. What's the historic bottom? It's like 20 to 1 historically, but modern day, this was in 2010. It got to 30 to 1, meaning it takes 30 ounces of silver to buy 1 ounce of gold. Where is it today? Around 50. Where was it around Christmas time? Close to 80. That ratio is shrinking. So as it approaches, according to Bank of Montreal and what I've been saying for 2 years, we are going to approach this bottom. It means silver is going to dramatically outperform gold, which as we see already year to date, it's up 32%. Gold's up 8%. It is growing by a factor of 4 times faster than gold. Now, gold gets all of the media attention.
I know. I have family and listeners go, why don't you like gold? And I'm like, I love gold. Silver is the thing that has been
it is
underperforming.
I love gold too. I love it too.
It's the one that's suppressed. So let's pitch this now. Folks, you can call, get a free consultation. You can also roll over financial instruments. This is the surest thing out there. The number one investment the last 2 years has been silver. Number two is gold, and it's a far behind that. Kirk Elliott's the top rated with the certified best prices. You know what wholesale is every day. That's what you're getting. You can sell it back with no charge. Nobody does that. Kirk can only do this because he's so huge now. The scalability, his profits are so small. But I go with him, even though we get a fraction of the sponsorship, because I will not rip you off, folks. It's not rocket science. People selling you numismatic, collectible stuff, it's a lie, folks. You can look at wholesale, you can know what you're getting, then that it'll be online, you know, every day. Here's wholesale, you get it from Kirk at that. Now notice what you're getting from him for silver. You know, I guess there's a little bit of the wholesale, $97 or whatever an ounce. Go somewhere else. Oh, it's a collectible. It's $150 in a coin. I mean, you know, no, this is not rocket science, folks. Listen to me. Go to Kirk Elliott right now. KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. 720-605-3900. Kirk, tell people how they get in touch with you and what you're offering.
Yeah, so go to that link that we made for you or call us at that number. And here's what you can do. You can roll over your IRA. You can roll over an old 401k. You can roll over a current 401k if you're over 59 and a half. Get out of paper, right? Like we've talked about before, this with Trump's tariffs, that's going to not do good for the stock market. It's going to do great, great for precious metals. With the Japanese bond market collapsing, great for precious metals. Get out of paper, roll into physical, tangible gold and silver, IRAs, 401ks, cash accounts, brokerage accounts, we can help you with it. Whether you take delivery of it or you store it, up to you. We'll navigate through that with you.
I mean, you can lead a horse to water. You can't make a drink. I know you got to go, and I got to cover other news, but do 2 more minutes with us. I want to ask how the Japanese getting rid of that trade has helped contribute to this as well. When we come back with Hunter Kirk Elliott, we'll be right back. Stay with us. This is so important, folks. You may not care about silver and gold, but it cares about you.
I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the Sea Moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the Sea Moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The Methylene Blue. Yeah, the Methylene Blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. that I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it, that has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's for good, me. Right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And, okay. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones Fisher is on like my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's
like,
amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, this person, you're paying them. But like, no, our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to like the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you, because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it like happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, it's not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. No, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, after Kirk leaves us here in a few minutes, I'm going to tell you what's really going on with Greenland. And when I tell you this is what's going on, just watch. This is so important to understand. This is 3D chess by Trump. Now, my enemies will take a clip of me saying Trump is not 3D chess on other issues. It'd be like Tom Brady saying he's 3D chess as a quarterback. Maybe he's not 3D chess as a downhill skier. You know, Trump has blind spots. So do I. Okay? I get big theoretical plans and things. I'm not, good at little minutiae. So when I say that, I know Trump's MO. But on this, he is a savant. And he's got a bunch of the other top people around him. And Dr. Elliott's an economist. He's been predicting this, and it's been happening. So I want to finish up here with the question I asked during the break. But also, as these different exchanges in the COMEX run out, will they have to close at some point, as you predicted months ago? And it goes directly to government sales. And you predict now the Pentagon's moving into silver smelting and is talking about securing silver mines around the world now that it's a national security issue. And I mean, I just see wild, wild gold rushes, pun intended, silver rushes, not out of hype, but just you lay the numbers out. I mean, 10 years to get a big mine going, They have like a fraction of the silver they need just for industrial uses. Then you have global inflation, and then you have all this, the rest of this going on. My Lord, I mean, I think we've been very conservative here, and I know they don't have the tricks with the naked shorting up their sleeves. You've got the big central banks and brokerage firms already caught trying to do that with their butts hanging out. So what will that do to the fiat economy as this all unfolds? And then a lot of analysts say, well, Trump's going to create a new stock market, you know, bull run. But could that fall apart? And then what does that do if it does fall apart? I'm not an economist like you, but that would only push silver and gold up even more. So it's like any avenue you go down, we go from explosive growth to absolutely parabolic, insane growth, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not convinced that the stock market's going to keep going up. This is the reason why. The global growth over the last 40 years, Alex, has been because of 0% interest rates in Japan. Meaning, you can buy the Japanese yen at zero, get that money, and instant arbitrage, invest in U.S. treasuries, European treasuries, U.S. stock market, and make a profit, right? So this is what big banks, hedge funds have been doing for 40 years. Japan, because of their inflation, had to start jacking up their interest rates. Alex, the first time in 30 years, interest rates are higher than they've been in 30 years in Japan. The carry trade is over, which means what? Global stimulus, which has caused global growth in the stock markets globally, is over. Literally, it's over. There is no more carry trade, right? So that means countries are going to be left to their own devices to try to stimulate their own economy because that is done. You get to a point where it goes too high, you ultimately have to pay the piper. Japan has to pay the piper. They can't afford the inflation in their own country, so they had to raise interest rates. Alex, I think we're going to see a correction in the stock market. Even if Trump brings jobs back, people are working, wages are going up, he makes America better, but the stock market is not just a U.S.-centric thing. It is a global market that people from all over the world invest into stock markets, right? And the yen carry trade is going to have dramatic implications on that, which are going to have dramatic implications on tangible assets like gold and silver. The opposite, though. Gold and silver will go up. Equities, bonds probably come down. And that's how I see it. I mean, you look at these things, and it's like, I don't understand why people think, oh, this is going to keep going on. This is going to continue. Not when the global financing has ended. There's a difference. This is a paradigm shifting moment where we're now moving away from money creation as we've known it, from central bank fiat-based money creation, to even central banks saying, hey, we want to start backing our currency with something tangible, something real, right? And Trump is even looking at one step further, right? The 3D chess that you talked about. We're going into a digital economy. So yeah, let's attach the US dollar to stable coins on the blockchain, right? To create demand for the US dollar that wasn't there before, right? So Trump is doing everything he can do with the political headwinds that he has to stimulate the US economy. But I think a lot of it is going to be so difficult because the yen carry trade is over that I think we all feel the dramatic hit of that. So in the meantime, take advantage of these markets, allocate into tangible assets. This is why part of the reason why gold and silver are going up so much. It's my take on it.
I mean, it really is an amazing time to be alive. And again, even if people aren't in silver and gold, it signals just huge seismic developments in the global economy. And you have the Fed chairman under criminal investigation for lying about the $3 billion renovation. Obviously, that is pressure on him. I know they're probably going to at least do a quarter basis point again.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is, will it be too late? What is your prognosis? Trump, even if there's a correction, thinks by the middle of next year there's a turnaround. We're seeing some signs of the economy turning around. What's your real prognosis?
I think that Jerome Powell will do another quarter point rate reduction before he leaves in the next few months to add to his legacy. Right. He's got to do this to try to stimulate the economy, or else he's going to go down as a horrible Fed chair. Right. Under potential scrutiny for overspendings, you know, all the stuff that's happening So he'll lower interest rates. That will cause gold and silver to go up. That could actually benefit the stock market temporarily. And another reason why I think is because of the political ramifications. We're going into an election year. People vote with their wallets, Alex. So lowering the interest rates right now is going to have a lot of political backing behind it to get this economy kind of cooking while people are deciding who they want to vote for.
KEPM.com/gold 720-605-3000. Call to get the free consultation now. They are super low pressure. In fact, I told them they should pressure more because I've called myself. It's kind of hard to get them to sell you something. But like you said, you're people focused, not profit focused. I could have four or five times the sponsorship if I rip people off. It's real simple, folks. They sell gold and silver at wholesale. They buy it back with no charge. Nobody that's big does that. This is the place. They're number one rated, highest ratings, because they're the best. That's what I bring you. You can bet your bottom dollar on it and just prove it to yourself by the facts. If you listen to me, a lot of you did, 26 months ago, how much is silver up 26 months?
Oh, my word. It was $28 an ounce January 1st of 2025. 2 years ago is probably in the low 20s. I mean, literally, we're at 95. People have tripled over the last couple of years. Tripled, Alex. This is amazing.
Yeah, guys, put the graph, put a 3-year graph up for silver. Let's look at 3 years. Like they say in Gladiator, says, are you not entertained? I say, are you not empowered? Have you not been steered right? I mean, how many times we got to do this, folks? It's just like absolutely insane. Do you agree with me in closing that we haven't really seen the retail public even figure this out yet, and that rush hasn't even started?
Hasn't even started. We're starting to see people with fear of missing out start to get in. That's the retail. But no, this is still completely like 90% industrial demand for silver. Wait, just wait until the retail public gets in and there's going to be nothing available. This is where you start to see like the parabolic phase in growth. If you look at the chart now, it looks parabolic. No, this goes to limits and amounts that we only dreamed possible. This is what happens in bull markets when the public.
But that is the beginning of a parabolic chart.
Yes, it is. It's starting to go straight up.
Thank you, Kirk.
You bet. We'll talk soon.
Now, I told you Trump would win. I told you in 2020 they were going to steal it. People got really pissed. And I'm telling you what's going on with Greenland right now. I'm not reaching, into the sky at night and pulling down some magic, thing. This is massive research, geopolitical understanding that would take months to even explain, okay? But last night, Trump puts out this letter to NATO and to Denmark that on paper controls part of Greenland. And Greenland's a third the size of the United States. It's like three or four Texases, three and a half Texases, a couple of Alaskas. It's got tens of trillions of oil and gas around it. But more importantly, it's right up by the North Pole to be able to put missiles on, because it would take three times longer to hit from the U.S., China, and others with nukes than you would there. If we don't get it, they're going to move in. And we already have a deal since the 50s. We protected it during World War II and kicked the Nazis off of it. So we have, just like with Guantanamo Bay, you ask, how do we have this big base in Cuba? Well, since the Spanish-American War in 1898, we have a treaty, and then that passed on to the government of Cuba when they became independent. And then once Fidel got in, the contract says both sides have to agree to get out. So we have the same contract for naval bases and Air Force bases, then Army Air Corps in Greenland. Denmark claimed, oh, you're free, like these royals always do. The British do it too. Oh, Australia, you're free. Oh, Canada, you're free. Though our inspector general, though our governor general can overturn your parliament when they want. So that's now being forced. Now Denmark's like, well, we have clauses where we can actually run you. And Trump's like, We're funding 80% of NATO. We've done all this. We've already been protecting Europe. This is horse crap. We are going to take control of this because China has been moving in with their businesses and their government. They put leftists in charge of the 45,000 population, the two towns they've got. And so we know those spies are there. We know that's happening. We know they got Russian and Chinese ships and submarines all around it. And it's a strategic situation. So this isn't America going to grab Iraq to give the oil to China or something. No, this is the Panama Canal. It's Venezuela. It's Greenland, folks. And everything that goes around controlling the Arctic Circle. So that's the political reason. But Trump isn't obsessed with the stupid Nobel Prize. He's using that to beat the EU and NATO over the head that have refused to do a peace deal with Russia the last year and who have said they're going to keep fighting no matter what. And then Trump needs a way to get in NATO's face and to point out to the American people that we're in a confrontation with NATO as a pretext to pull out. Not, again, you don't want a pretext. We're getting out of NATO because you're holding us hostage with war with Russia. We're getting out of NATO because they are the new Soviet Union, the EU. No, it's, oh, you don't want us to have that. And now NATO sent paltry troops, France and Germany and England, a few hundred troops there. It's a joke. This is about Trump changing the subject away from if he pulls support to the war with Russia, which he's already basically done, they go, oh, you're a Russian agent. But Trump does this, gets NATO to come out and attack him, put troops in, say now America's our enemy. Now Trump can completely change the subject over to why are we supporting NATO? And NATO is saying, if you go in to Greenland, you have violated the article of NATO invading a NATO state, even though Greenland is not part of NATO. They're claiming via Denmark it is. So Trump, I can't believe they took the bait on this. And I knew this weeks ago. I didn't want to say it, but I think they figured it out now, so I'll say it. This is how amateur they are. They haven't even figured out that Trump is setting them up to kick us out of NATO. Again, we pay for almost all of it. Europe has nuclear weapons. The Russians aren't going to invade Europe. It's been Europe pushing up to Russia's lines. You can see the map since 91, NATO expansion encircling them. It's insane. And all the geopolitical analysts agree we should have a Russia-U.S. alliance. We want to split them off from China. This is empowered BRICS, what's going on. It is terrible. And so by Trump putting out this thing on the surface that his supporters say is trolling, and it is at one level, the left says is totally insane that he is bonker town, saying, you didn't give me my peace prize when I stopped any conflicts. So you must want war. And so because this is the best thing economically for America and our security, then I may go ahead and send troops in just to grab it. But what it's really about is the fact that Europe wants war with Russia. NATO and the EU, one body, want this. They want to drag us into it. So Trump is using this as a microcosm of the whole thing, saying, I wanted peace, but you don't want peace. And so you refuse to end the war with Russia and make this deal. So I'll just go to pure hemispheric power and grab Venezuela and grab the Panama Canal and grab Greenland, just illustrating how powerless and pathetic you are. And then that sets the new tripolar world with the U.S. as the main dominant force, but China and Russia as sub-forces, and fully demotes the EU to where it already is, demographically, economically, a joke. So that's why Trump did this, and it's very sarcastic. Oh, well, you didn't want peace on the continent, so now you get this. And what he's saying is, now I'm going to rub your face in it. I'm going to piss on you, and I'm going to show you who the boss is. And it is a masterstroke. It is 3D chess in this case. His tariff deals, all of it have been masterful. because they weren't just people go, oh, God, he puts big tariffs on and then cuts them down by 80% or 70%. He gets economic and cultural and military and political acquiescence out of it. He gets the world to align with us. And out of all the countries hit with tariffs, upwards of 90% joined us. He just went in this power vacuum globally with China, Russia, the EU, what's left of the British Empire, Alabama, the EU. He just went in and created a crisis because we were already being one-sided screwed with one-sided trade deals. So they started it. He ended our acquiescence, our surrender to that, and then he flipped it all around and got $20 trillion now pledged, $9 trillion already invested. You go up the plain all over the U.S., particularly Texas in the South, Tennessee, Florida, Georgia, Alabama. I mean, it's just giant factories everywhere. You go up in a plane from Austin, it's just like, holy mackerel. I mean, you're coming in at 20,000 feet, you're looking down, it's just factories everywhere. And you fly into the South in places, it's the same deal. But he's getting factories built in Illinois and factories built in, you know, everywhere else and out West. So it's real, folks. The question is, do you want instant gratification? Because that doesn't exist in this world. Or do you recognize what's happening? So people look at this letter and they go, this is insane. No, he's saying you didn't want peace. You rejected my deal with Russia. So now I will just start grabbing stuff and pushing you around, because he's letting them know what the U.S. leaving NATO looks like. And they've totally taken the bait and said, fine, we're going to kick you out. And Russia has said, great, we'll control our sector. You control yours. They're all mad at Putin. The media is like, God, Putin's letting Trump take Venezuela. He doesn't have a choice. And we don't have a choice attacking Russia. They'll nuke us. It's like, it's realism, folks. But yeah, Trump trolls him. They all call him insane. The Atlantic Monthly, the CIA publications are just like, oh my God, this guy's the worst thing ever. No. You guys sold out our power. You guys set us up. China double-crossed the globalists. You guys are the losers. Trump's coming into the vacuum and not just winning, but dominating. Yeah, China can have its little sphere. Russia can have its. But the U.S. is already dominating the new global order. That's why Carney went over to China last week and said, no. I was going to be with the U.S., but we're now with China and the EU against America in the new world order. They're talking about their new world order was an intensification of their old world order. This is the end of their new world order and a whole new global order. Trump to Norway. No Nobel, no Greenland. The letter that has shocked Europe. When you read what Trump really says, he explains it all, but there's the spin, the telegraph. It's the British Empire trying to get some Russia. Trump has just handed Putin the prize he's always wanted. Oh, the end of the rules-based order? The fact that Russia can control its sector? That's already where it is. You already failed Europe. You already had your war with Russia. You already blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. You're already collapsing. You lose. You're not going to suck us in to prop up your failure against Russia. No, in this vacuum, the U.S. leaps ahead of everyone, including China. And then Russia, quite frankly, is like a super hot supermodel with her legs up behind her ears saying, you get all the rare earth minerals. We want to deal with you. That makes perfect sense. Let's have free market. Let's go to space. Let's go. Like Elvis Presley, get your coat and let's start walking. And I've been on national Russian TV, and I've told them years ago, I said, the Trump policy is you're the sexiest girl on the block, the biggest country in the world, the most resources, rare earth minerals, the most oil, the most gas, everything. We want to work with you. And the Russians are like, that sounds good. So this is renaissance, not war. But Trump's also got the biggest military, so nobody can play games. Peace of strength. Trump pens deranged letter to Europe saying he will not think purely of peace. It's not deranged. They don't want peace. Trump's insane new threat leaves no doubt. It's time for the 25th Amendment. Oh, saying he's insane. Removing. Trump links his push for Greenland to not winning Nobel Prize. He's using this as a metaphor that they want to continue in Europe war with Russia. Let's read his letter. Dear Jonas, considering your country, this is Denmark, decided not to give me the Nobel Peace Prize, the Nobel guy, the dynamite inventor, for having stopped eight wars plus, I no longer feel an obligation to think purely of peace, although it will always be predominant. That's the main thing. So he says it's still his main goal, but can now think about what is good and proper for the United States of America. So he's saying, I was going against American interest to get a peace for you guys, but you won't do it. Denmark cannot protect their land from Russia or China. And why do they have a right of ownership anyways? There are no written documents. It's only that a boat landed there hundreds of years ago, but we had boats landing there also. And we have a deal, Trump, after World War II. I have done more for NATO than any other person since the founding, and now NATO should do something for the United States. The world is not secure unless we have complete and total control of Greenland. Thank you, President DJT. And he's saying, you guys don't want peace? That's fine. I'm going to give you peace. I'm going to muscle in and short body what a joke you are. And he's going to move a giant military base. We already have it, but he's going to turn into an armed camp to take over the Arctic and to, you know. And to the Russians, he's like, okay, we won't be on your borders anymore. You have your area, but we're going to move in right here. And Russia's like, go ahead. Putin's like, yeah, take it. Because Russia wants to industrialize and move forward. They've already industrialized, but I mean hyper-industrialized. China is the big issue. This is about cutting China off. So there's your bottom line on that. It's very sophisticated. Nick Shirley is going to be joining us with majored updates on massive new fraud he found in Minnesota and other areas. He's also been out to Greenland and got some incredible interviews. Folks there overwhelmingly want the U.S. to come in. What do you think Manifest Destiny is? How do you think the U.S. expanded from the East Coast to the West Coast? How do you think we got Hawaii and Alaska? That wasn't globalist. That isn't neocons. Trump is back to what made America great. And we have to innovate. We have to cut taxes. We have to get more money in. We've got to get more resources. And when Trump's being honest about it, if he doesn't do this, we're screwed. We lose dollar reserve currency, the U.S. implodes, and we go into a hell. Trump's making all the right moves, and the deals he makes with countries, he empowers them to make even more money. So you back Trump or you're suicidal. It's that simple. All right. Nick Shirley, straight ahead. Then your phone calls. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with me. So I'm not giving up. I'm not going away. If they shut us down, I got the Alex Jones Network. I don't know, and I'm going over there. You finance it. You paid for it. Your support. I'm just telling you, here's the weird paradox. I thought we'd be shut down last year. I thought we'd be shut down 2 months ago. The receiver won't let us order new product over at InfoWarsStore.com. So we're in this paradox now where we're winning, and now they're like, well, you'll actually be open in the middle of next year now and all this stuff, and there's no money because people believe it was going to shut down. Plus, there's no product. But I convinced the receiver. I said, can we at least make fundraising posters, which are very low cost, have a high markup, people know it's an investment, to keep us on the air? Can I do that? I said, yeah, you can do that. I can just tell you, we need your support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Three posters I designed, two I designed, Rob designed the other one. Defend the West, famous Crusader King. Make no peace with evil, say Crusader King, and then do like that still image of me. And it is the bestseller. It's I've only begun to fight John Paul Jones, and it's InfoWars 1997 to 2026. And yeah, you can buy Unsigned for $25, big posters, glossy, in a tube, or you get it for $100. You're like, God, that's huge markup. Yeah, it's a fundraiser. Like when commies give NPR $200 for a ball cap, costs $15. That's the whole point. We're actually winning right now. I don't want to count chickens before their hatch. It's not the Democrats. It's not the DOJ holdovers. They're going to shut us down. If you don't go get these posters and you don't support us, and I'm not bitching at you, I'm just telling you, I'm not saying you got to do it, then you'll be the ones that shut us down. This is a marathon, so please support us, InfoWarsStore.com. I need the money right now. It's like a Star Trek Wrath of Khan. He goes, I need warp speed in 3 minutes, we're all dead.
Scotty, I need warp speed in 3 minutes or we're all dead.
And you guys have got us out of this over and over and over again. And me, I'm not giving up. We need to keep pushing because we've got their ass.
Yeah.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.